Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday, guys. It's Indie Review Behind the Scenes, Weekend Edition. And my name is Michelle Conwell Jordan. I'm one of your hosts. And Jamie White, my co-host, is joining us. And Jamie, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Yes. It's Friday. So that's it's
yeah.
Always that's always a good thing, you know. Seriously.
Exactly.
Favorite day of the week. It is my favorite day of the week. I tell everyone that because it's the anticipation of the weekend. Because Saturday, I think, brings with it a lot of pressure. You know, you've
yeah.
got to do everything you want to do in Saturday. You know, and to me, Sunday is pre-Monday. So.
Yeah.
This is the day that's golden.
I like that.
Yes, it's pre-Monday. 4 o'clock, oh my gosh. 4 o'clock Sunday is Monday. I just count it as Monday, you know. So that's just how I see things. But anyway, I'm excited because tonight we're going back inside the writer's mind. And, I mean, we're extending
yeah.
our journey. So that is really exciting. Right?
Yeah.
yeah. And the audience is going, what are they talking about? Okay. So, guys, what we're talking about is that on Culture Shock, which is on Thursdays, the second and third Saturday, the second and third Fridays.
Second and fourth Thursday.
Second and fourth Thursdays. That's what I say, right? No. Okay. The second and fourth Thursday is Culture Shock, which is the segment that Jamie White hosts. And so she's been she flows on the show, and we just have fun, and she's been journeying, right? You know, she made a statement about going inside the writer's mind, and
yeah,
you know, right? How did it all come about, Jamie?
Yeah, I don't know. It just like I said, I was doing a because I knew it was going to be us, you know, flowing, and I know how
mm-hmm.
we usually get we're chatting.
We're a little crazy.
You know, so yeah, a little bit. You know, so I just said when I did a quick Instagram video to promote it, you know, that people will be getting a look inside the writer mind. And
right.
somebody ran with that.
Yeah. It was just too good to just sit there. Because, you know,
yeah.
it's just been in my head for a couple years, just, you know, because I listen to radio shows too, you know, we do people's stuff when we're not on here, and, you know, they have all these cool little, you know, call folks randomly, and you know, I want to be honest, even since I was a teenager, writers were always my rock stars. I loved them. I would read the bios and, you know, and also the last page of the book before I started the book. I was a weird teenager, and I just thought when you said it, I was like, you know, that is cool. Cool. So I wonder if we were called randomly, authors
yeah.
and writers, and just, you know, ask them random questions, what would happen? Well, you know, tonight, you know, since this is the premiere of this, you know, going to that Atlanta, we did, you know, I guess we posted the question. But normally we won't.
Yeah.
We won't post the question. We won't, you know, no one will know when they will be called, and we would just randomly show up on their phone. So tonight the question is, how do you commit murder, of course, in the stories? You know, because, you know, we've all had writers kill off our favorite characters. And so we wanted to understand what was going on in their mind for them to commit such heinous heinous acts against the reader.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's where we're going. I think so. Before we start, you know, our speed dialing, I mean, how do you usually kill off your characters, Jamie?
I haven't actually killed off a whole lot of characters yet. I haven't actually done much with that, like only a couple, you know, mostly with like, you know, sharp objects. And one was like sort of
sharp?
Magical, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, so.
You know, you're relatively kind.
That idea, and it's like, and it's not like something I necessarily like thought of doing before or wanted to, but you know what? It's like sometimes that's
what you got to do.
You realize, okay, well, you know what? That's the best thing to do in the story.
Yes.
Yeah, because it will trigger other things and it will make the story different. Yeah, than
it does.
Would have been before. Yeah.
True. And it causes extreme angst in the readers.
Yeah.
See, I'm on the side of the reader now.
I found that out.
It does. Anger. And I really don't normally in my case, I was questioning all my belief standards, but that's a different situation and subject. I don't think I've ever really killed off a lot of characters. I did kill off in one of my books the main character. I go the Buffy route. You know how Buffy was, you know, got killed like 4 or 5 times or something weird.
Oh God!
you know, come back. You know, so I had, you know, I utilized that the Black Abyss. You know, but then I felt so guilty. You know, she made a return, but you know, that's pretty much. But I may utilize it a little bit more in the future. We'll see. But I say we go to our handy dandy roster and just close our eyes, point our fingers, and dial a number and see who we get.
Okay.
And we can ask this question. How does that sound?
All right.
That sounds like a plan. So I am dialing that handy dandy number. Now, I don't hear it dialing, but I see it dialing.
Oh, good evening.
Hello, and who are we speaking with?
This would be Terry, and I think I recognize this voice.
Yes, it's Michelle Cohen with Jordan and Jamie White with Interview Behind the Scenes. Hi.
Hi.
We just closed our eyes and pointed our finger, and you were first on our dial, our speed dial. How are you, Terry?
I am the first one on your speed dial. I feel so honored.
Yes.
There you
yes.
go. You're also the first person that will be a, I'm sorry, a volunteer.
Yeah. Yes.
Volunteer or victim?
I said nothing of the word victim. No.
Of course not.
I did not get that out. I said volunteer.
Yes, I did hear the word volunteer. It just felt like it was in quotes.
Yeah, for our new segment.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we were randomly discussing tonight. We were chatting and going inside the writer's mind, and we were wondering what causes
authors. You don't want to go there.
Authors. I know it is scary. It is, and we've warned the audience. But we all want to know, why do writers kill off our favorite characters, and how do they come up with it? So we just said we will investigate this heinous crime. So Terry, how do you kill off? How do you commit murder, of course, in your stories? And how do you come up with it?
Uh-huh. Well, at that, first of all, it sounds like it's a little bit of a two-part question. So, and it's interesting because I have that dilemma right now. I had a character that I kind of worked into a book. Now I'm writing a sequel, and I think Michelle, you're reading part of that. So I don't know if I want to get spoilers.
go right ahead. I'm good.
But hopefully by the time you get to the end, you'll have forgotten. No. But I knew he was going to be a dark character. The story I'm writing is his backstory of how he kind of got that way. And
right.
I had really thought I wanted to kill this character off. I mean, not intentionally, like, ha, ha, ha. But it was really about the path of redemption of someone who's just been so dark and his, you know, and how did he get that way? And that kind of thing where there's almost no way back, but he actually does manage to find a way back. And I'm struggling now because I'm going, do I kill him or do I die? And originally I was like, "This is, I'm going to kill him. He's totally going to kill him." And now that I've been writing his backstory.
Are you talking about who I think you're talking about? Not who I'm thinking you're talking about.
Yeah. And now that I'm looking at his backstory, I'm like, well, maybe I don't want to kill him.
You don't want to kill him?
Oh, God, I don't.
I get invested.
So that's one character, and so I can relate to that, and I'm really struggling with whether or not I will or not, because he really is an interesting character. No matter, you know, as dark as his path will get, there's always that kernel of what was really great about him.
Yes. And Jamie will let you know, I get invested in these characters. I'm spending time with them.
Yes.
You can't kill him.
Yes.
Oh.
And you might get yelled at.
Oh, my God. See?
So as far as how do I decide who to kill? And it's interesting because I think in terms of literature, I think George Martin has really been the game changer. You know, his stories. I remember
I
read the book one at the end, I'm like, oh, something's certainly going to happen. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. Holy crap. They just kill you. And then when I saw the series, like, and it was funny because I kind of remember, but I'd forgotten the same thing. And I'm like, I had that same holy crap moment when I watched it on television. And I think that's a game changer. You know, I like the way that realism is brought to the page of, you know what, sometimes really good people and characters die. And then what you do as a writer, I guess, from that point. And I think, like I said, again, George Martin, I think he's a master of that, because I remember reading book one and thinking, how could you do that? Where do you go from there? And yet he has plenty of places to go from there, because the killing of a great character creates genuine conflict and tension within the story, as opposed to the writing, but I mean even in the story. Because if you look at using that as a thing, when they killed Ned Stark, that set so many things in motion.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But it's so painful. Because he didn't bring him back. Well, he did that one time. But, I mean, to kill off all the main characters.
Yeah.
It's emotionally so heart-rending. But I guess you're right.
I almost wonder if it's becoming, we've gone full circle from, you know, good characters never die to having almost the obligatory death of, you know, I don't know if that makes any sense, where now that it's there's that game change, does there need to almost be a death to satisfy the expectation now?
Yeah. That's sad to say. I think the trend is going that way. But what are some of your favorite ways as far as killing off these lovable characters?
To kill off lovable characters or any character?
Well,
I can think of a lot of ways to kill random characters.
Some of the ones you know people have invested in, you know. Randomly, what are some of your ways that you do the deed?
Well, I have one with one of my big bad guys who, of course, is going to be one of the kind of bad, evil characters that nothing ever seems to touch and, like, always is able to keep his hands clean. And his way of getting rid of people he doesn't like is to create the perfect assassination in such a way that it looks like an accident and no one even investigates.
So
I have a couple people that are killed by logs that they get crushed under logs that look like it was, you know, just an accident logging when it actually was a very carefully crafted assassination.
Wow. See, she's she's getting it all planned out here, guys.
And another one I think would, again, this is going to be a spoiler for Michelle.
I know.
With this character, I think his first, he's going to beat someone to death. It's going to be his first turn when he really goes dark. I don't think it was intentional. It was just one of these things where, you know, it was like a revenge fight and bam, and it just went too far. So, there's a lot of ways, like I said, that, you know, as opposed to just killing the obligatory character, you actually know how to, like, decide, you know, the kind of choices you make. And I think it goes back to, you know, to psychology and plot development. I don't want to say this person's going to live, this person's going to die. It's, you put them into a situation and you say, okay, what are the likely outcomes from this? And, again, looking also, what are the hard ones when you look at something like that? But I have a feeling before all is said and done, there will be a few character deaths. I don't know who they will be yet, but when worlds are changing, not everyone survives.
That's
so
true.
At least I like
so
to
sad.
Think. It is. It is. And I'm sure I will mourn horribly when it happens.
Yes, the sadness. Oh my goodness! Because I remember when you like you said before, all the good characters lived, the bad guys, you know, they were taken away, and all was well with the world. And then George came, and
right.
So.
Like I said, for example, I think we've had this conversation before. Like for example, good characters, bad characters, and I am not taking anything away from the Harry Potter books, for example, but they're very much geared towards this idealistic world. For example, I will say, again, not taking any away from them, this is a kid who slept under the stairs for the first 12 years of his life. This kid should have issues. You know, this kid, I mean, that whole series could be written from, what's that?
He was, like, emotionally abused. I mean,
yeah, he was totally emotionally abused, and yet here you have someone who's carrying zero scars, where that whole series could be written from a very magical, with realism infused into it.
Right.
And so that's kind of the other side of the spectrum, where you have good characters, bad characters, and you knew who was who, and even the ones that were in the gray zone, they weren't really that gray.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, and I said, those are fantastic children's books, young adult books. But, again, it's completely overlooking these aspects of this is really not something that's, what's the word I want? Realistic in the sense of, like I said, that kid was tormented.
Right. And we're all like, when is the next one? Well, Jamie, did you have something that you wanted to ask Terry? Because we have another on our speed dial that we're going to start calling in a hot second.
I guess we should go ahead to the next one. Thank you for
hope that was insightful.
Like
it's always great
here.
To chat with you guys.
Yes.
And
we
you can go and catch
anyway.
Someone else on the fly and see what else is added to this topic.
Let's go see who we can call. But thanks, Terry.
Alrighty. Have a great night, guys. I'll talk to you later.
You
too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh. All right. So somehow I hit my Pandora, so guys, excuse me.
Technology.
Oh, no. I know. Technology. All right, so that was cool. I liked her take on it. Terry was mentioning, guys, if you caught that sometimes these deaths, you know, in the stories are the obligatory ones now because of George Martin. But they do bring or move the story along. So what do you think? I think that's very insightful. I think that's, you know.
Oh, definitely.
I think that
it always has to.
Well, yeah.
It's always got to be that right character, you know, that will, you know, do something that will, you know, have that impact, you know, because like there's so many characters where, you know, a story or whatever, if you kill them off,
mm-hmm.
is it really going to make like a big impact?
Right, a big difference.
Is it going to really
yeah.
do anything? Is this character going to have any other purpose? You know, I mean,
right.
you know, so you got to, you find that right character that will.
There you go.
You know, make
well,
impact.
You know what? I think we need to continue with this subject and see, you know, what maybe another writer will have, you know, what their take is on it. What do you say? I think we need to continue
right.
to investigate a little bit. All right. So let's go again to our roster, and we're going to see who's next. We need like a timer or a little, you know, Jeopardy song or something. We do.
This
you
is
know.
Brian Martin.
Brian, hello, hello.
Hey.
This is Michelle Bowen Jordan. Yes, we're in the review behind the scenes, and Jamie's here. How are you?
Hello, Jamie. Good to see you.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Well, Brian, what we're doing tonight here in the review, we are researching how to commit murder. Now, of course, we're talking to authors and we're talking about in their stories, but we're curious to see how you would commit murder or do commit murder and why. Because, you know, the readers were all wondering, why do our favorite characters have to die? And then we kind of want to know what are some of your favorite ways to, you know. Do the man.
Well, I'll start off with my most successful and successful murder in my own opinion, as I am Jet, and this is a really great way to kill. I love killing through the eyes of a witness to see it.
Wow.
And then I treat this witness, this literary character, Peter, so that they can feel it. So I can break through that hardened shell, tough skin, our today's world, put it to them in such a way and make it long and drawn out and lingering, and keep them guessing as to whether or not the person is actually going to die until they're actually. And I like to do that through the eyes of one of the literary witnesses and treat that witness as the reader in my mind so that I am connecting with them in that way, helping them to feel it, to break through exterior. And
wow.
that's my most successful murder. And otherwise, you know, you have your anticipatory murder. You know they're in a bad and bad things are going to happen, you know, someone, you want that kind of murder to be swift and blinding violence, you know, think about it, the most talked about scene in Hitchcock's was
yes.
the shower scene, and it lasted less than 20 seconds, I believe, and that's the part about. They knew they were in a bad situation, they knew where they were going to die, but when it came right down, violence, the actual murder, the knife, the silhouette, it was swift and blinding violence. Without question, it was over. It was over before they even knew it was hitting them. It hit them like cold water. And that's the way you should treat it. No murder is happening. You know, and then, of course, there's the murder at hand that you can build your story around. You know, done it type of murder. You know, as far as the mechanics of murder goes, those are easy enough to pick, you know, the candlestick, what have you. And but it's up to the author and build their plot in such a way around whenever the murder has already taken place, to make a plausible story, you know. There, and one thing above all concerning murder is it must always be senseless. It must always make no sense whatsoever, you know, because, you know, whether you're a horror writer or a romance writer, you have to hold this violent, violent, awful, awful taking of life in the regard of society as a senseless act and
yes.
something that is to be taken, something that is to be taken away from you so that we as writers can, that, you know, wrongful scenario. So because life is taken, it is a wrongful act, and it must be senseless. But of course, that has nothing to do with motive or why people murder.
Right.
You can always come up with motive, but thinking and science into the must come across as a senseless act as well. And those are some of my finest thoughts on murder. I hope I've been of some help to you.
You have been awesome. Now, the author before you was saying that she believes that sometimes it helps move the story along, that sometimes there's a need to kill even a main character. Do you believe that, or as a literary device to move it on? Are we at the point where we need an obligatory murder? Because of George Martin, you know.
He's not afraid. He's not blood and gore and death in abundance, is he? I think that there is something to be said for the shock value of the murder, because you want to be able to that no one's safe. This is dangerous.
True.
And if you have to
yes.
cut out one of the beloved characters to be able to get that point across, then I would agree. I just personally don't like the everyone must die scenario to make a good story.
Yeah.
Although but using that tool of no one is safe, everyone's in danger, to up the hype, to up the plot lines, absolutely, that would be fine as well. You know, and sometimes it doesn't have to be a main character to use that literary tool. Sometimes break the audience into the thought that there is real and senseless danger and murder afoot. You can take it out on, a field of cows, something, you know, this is something that will kill without regard. It has no regard for no matter whose life. And if you're in the path of it, whether you be character, you're going to get it, you know, you know. So yeah, as a tool, I think that's a very valid and useful. You know, nothing against Mr. Martin, but I believe that his success speaks for itself in how he wove his story, and
yes.
I personally don't agree with it. I don't like the mass action of main character after main character after main character. You know, the classic good bad scenario where good triumphs over evil, and someone might survive, although a bit beaten, certainly having had lost something or saved something. So there's that, isn't it? There.
Well, Bryant, you have added, you know, more clarification to this. What do you think, Jamie? I think it's
Definitely.
Getting clear.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
So thank you so much for letting us, you know, probe your mind and go inside your mind. And we have one more on our speed dial tonight, so we're going to head over there. But thank you so much. And we will be talking to you in the future, Bryant. So thanks.
Dial M for Brian Martin and Dial M for Murder. Enjoy. Happy Halloween.
Bye.
So Jamie, oh my goodness, both authors are bringing clarification. I think we need just one more to seal the deal on this question. And I know we're down to our very last few minutes, but we have one more, I think. I just want to try that speed dial one more time. So what do you say?
Okay. All right.
So, and I think that was cool. I think Brian Martin did add to what Terry mentioned, author Terry D. And so I'm thinking I'm getting, I feel a little bit better now. I understand that it's not just malice from the author's point of view. There is a rhyme and reason to what is happening. So
of course.
Let's just see. Of course. Except in your case when you're just torturing my favorite characters. I'm just saying. I'm just joking. Let's see. Let's see.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Who are we speaking with? This is Michelle Cohen with Jordan and Jamie White with Indie Review Behind the Scenes. And
Michelle.
You tonight. Yes. And who is on the line?
This is Guy Donovan.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, welcome.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
This sounds like we're on the radio.
We are on the radio. And there is a reason.
Right now.
Yes. Jamie, did you want to explain to Guy why we are randomly calling him tonight? And he's going, why are you calling me tonight?
We are basically going inside a writer's mind and talking about how do you kill a character.
Oh, how I kill a character
in your book,
and
why?
Well, now is it, you say commit murder? Are you talking commit murder or just kill somebody? Because it's a slippery slope. But
murder,
murder. Hey,
meditated.
Oh, okay. Not even like. Not even like manslaughter. You mean murder, murder. Oh, jeez.
That's outright heinous.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Readers want to know how their favorite characters are being killed, and we're on a quest to find out why.
Well, I mean, God, you're talking murder. I got lots of death in my books, but murder. Well, you know what? I can think of one. I can think of one in specific. And it's politically motivated, but it's politically motivated, but it's a murder, all right, because it's a burning at the stake. Now, all my stories so far have taken place in the 5th century, so I don't have access to, like, automatic weapons or that kind of thing.
Right.
Or honestly, I don't even have, like, advanced poisons or anything, though not like that doesn't exist in nature. The one murder off the top of my head that I can actually think of is a burning at the stake. There's a reason for wanting to do it, and honestly, who it is isn't really that important, just that somebody gets it.
There you go.
So, yeah, well, somebody gets the Joan of Arc treatment in The Forgotten Princess of Mona.
Whoa. I mean, and it's effective.
Nice.
I mean, it's age-old, and it's effective. I mean, who needs all this advanced things, you know? So that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, okay, what's
mm-hmm.
that?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that the funny thing is that one of my reviewers, who did not like the book at all, took me to task for doing a burning at the stake in 5th century Britannia, and stating outright, that never happened. Well, A, I wasn't there, so I guess I can't really say, but I'll say this. I'm a Marine Corps infantry vet, and knowing people the way I know people, I have a hard time believing that a known method of killing somebody wasn't used until,
right.
you know, what, like the 13th century? No,
right.
I'm pretty sure that the first person who lit a fire, one of the first things he thought, Og the caveman, probably thought, I can put Thack the caveman in this.
That was the reason they created fire. No, just
yeah.
Now, playing the devil's advocate for readers, you as an author get no type of joy whatsoever, correct, from killing these characters?
And no, of course not. No.
No. Uh-uh. No, you do not. All right.
Well,
that's good to know.
I have killed some of my I have killed some of my absolute favorite characters. In fact, one of my very favorite characters from the Dragon's Treasure is killed, and it was hard. I mean, it's a fictional character for crying out loud, and I knew for storytelling purposes that this character was doing. I don't want to say the word. I don't want to say the name because I don't want to give it away to anybody who might soon read it. But I knew I was going to have to do it for story purposes, for emotional impact and all that. Mm-hmm. And then when it came to time to do it, I had grown to like this character so much that it was like actually killing a real person. And, it found out it was tough.
Now, you're the third author we've had tonight to say the same thing, that these murderers sometimes are story devices. It is needed.
Yeah.
To move the story along. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so there is a reason. All right.
Sure.
I think our audience and the readers, you know, they may not like it, but they understand. What do you think, Jamie? I think we've done our duty to research this.
Well, I hope they don't like it, because that's the whole point. That's the emotional impact I'm trying to get. If they do get it, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to sell any more books to that person.
I know, but that could be true.
I mean, I'm not trying to write a blueprint here for somebody to go follow.
But it is true, so don't like it, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys. So much.
You're very welcome.
Coming on. And, you know, have a wonderful Halloween, you know? And
thank you. You do the same.
Thank you for being here.
All right. Thanks so much.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
You know, I love that.
All right, Jamie.
You know,
I think.
About that, but I don't know. I think there are some characters where it's like, they're just so horrible. It's like you can't help but like it when they get it.
Well, that is true. There are some, you know, you want to dance gleefully around their ashes, but but you know when a guy was just saying, he said, and guys, everyone, all of these wonderful authors, their books can be found on Amazon.com. So please make sure you go and check them out, and please go follow them. They can be Googled and followed on Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, make sure you go check them out. But, you know, God mentioned that they shouldn't like them. And my first thought was me when I was reading the Lightworker series and the character, you know that scene. And I did not even bat an eye. I did not bat an eye, so I'm one of those scary readers, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, you know?
Okay, so you might not want to sell me books to you.
I know, so I said I felt so bad. But it's not all characters, it was just that one.
You know what, I can't, like, give you too much grief on that, because I'm telling you, if on my novella, you know, at some point this season, if Diablo, you know, meets a very, very horrible, terrible, painful end, I will be smiling, and like I will have much glee over that.
Well,
so there is a time and place where you can take much glee in the downfall.
That is true. That is true. There is, and I'm going to be honest. They were mentioning Harry Potter. I think everybody. I don't know Harry Potter that well, but I think
that
it was like one headmistress. There it was one lady, and everybody was happy. She, you know, I don't think she died, but you know, she got her.
I haven't read that book, but I have seen those memes enough. That lady.
Yes, whoever that lady is with the cat, right?
I mentioned the meme to him before, and he's like, "Oh yeah, she, yeah."
So everybody was like, "Woohoo!" So that sometimes, you're dancing in the rain and around their ashes. But anyway,
exactly.
That's so terrible. So, guys, you realize this was our ode to Samhain. So this was, you know, our Halloween segment, I guess you could say. But so, guys, that was it. It was lots of fun going into the writer's mind, and this will not be the last time, and we can't tell you when.
Definitely.
We can't tell you who, where, or why. But just keep a lookout for our next speed dial night.
It will happen.
It will happen. And we, if you are a writer out there, we're coming for you.
Yeah, and all the writers out there, yes, so send in a phone number. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yes, be afraid. We are going to end up on your speed dial. But until then, guys, everyone, if you are celebrating Samhain, Halloween, then, you know, I think it's coming, you know, what is Monday? You guys have a safe and happy, you know, time. Be safe. Be kind.
Definitely.
And and guys, have a wonderful weekend. Why? Because you deserve it. Jamie, before we go, where can everyone touch base with you and find copies of your books?
And I have everything linked on my website, jamielwhite.com, JAMIELWHITE.
There you go. All right, guys, again, we just hope you have a wonderful weekend and a very, very happy Halloween. Be safe, be kind. You deserve it. Good night, guys. Bye.
Bye.